literally there. And he was backed by his brother Cannonball Adderley on the alto sax, Junior Mance on the piano, Sam Jones on the bass, Al McKibben also on some of those tracks, and Charles Specs Wright on the drums. That's a E. Morrissey recording from 1956, To the Ivy League from Nat. The tunes that we heard were Room 251, Sam's Tune, Bimini, The Fat Man, Sermonette, Jack Leg, The Nearness of You, and finally, Rattler's Groove. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, pianist George Cable. George Cable's on the piano, backed by Eshet Eshet on the bass and Victor Lewis on the drums. The tune we heard, Naima's Love Song. That was taken from a 2015 High Note Records CD called In Good Company. George Cable's. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And I'm John Green, your host. Up next, Nate Najjar. Nate, the guitarist, plays the classical guitar and jazz. He doesn't produce a lot. This is his first CD in about 6 or 7 years now. This particular one is called This Is Nate Najjar, as though he were introducing himself to the world. He's been around quite a while. With him here are James Suggs on the trumpet, John Lamb on the bass, Matt Hone on the drums. Ella Fredrickson plays the cello, and of course he, Nate Najjar, plays a Danieli classical guitar. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nate in the Jar. The tunes that we heard were, first 500 Miles High, What Would Ola May Do, The Sidewalks of New York, Chopin's Prelude in E Minor, How Insensitive, Chick's Tune. Several of those, of course, written by Chick Corea. Nate in the Jar, that's from his 2016 a recording just released on the Candid Records label. Well, that just about does it for Night Train for another week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. You'll come back again next Tuesday from 8 to 10 for more jazz. Let's go out tonight with the bassist Percy Heath, with backed by Jeb Patton on the piano, Peter Washington on the bass, and his brother Albert Tootie Heath on the drums. It's from a 2003 Daddy Jazz recording called A Love Song. The tune we're going to hear, Django. Stay tuned now for Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. Until next Tuesday, this is John Green. Take care.
The evolution of music of the harp in an hour-long journey through time and place. Join me for Harpistry Mondays at noon and Sundays at midnight on KRVS.
This is your public radio station, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.